Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, happy hump day. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's time to awaken to empowerment. I'm hoping everyone is having an outstandingly magnificent day. It is pouring here in the city of Chicago, and I'm loving it because the ground was dry. And that's what happens to us sometimes. We don't nourish our souls, so get ready for a soul awakening today, because it's time to awaken consciousness, and it's time for inspiration, and it's time to awaken to timeless truths, and it's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It is time to be fearless. It is time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It's time for you to create your ideal life. And it's time to discover your destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, let's get down to it and be part of the conversation. You can call me here at 646-787-1584. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and here you go. I'm going to share something with you. Timeless truths, right? Wisdom, Wealth of Wisdom Wednesday. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act, but a habit. Yes, thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. It's time to create your ideal life, because you could be, do, or have whatever you want. Oh, Aristotle wrote it. Timeless truths. Think on good things. So, Not such good things. There was a little incident at the Capitol today. Congress members were practicing for a charity baseball or softball game that they have, and a gentleman from Illinois stepped up and asked, are these Democrats or Republicans? And when he found out they were Republicans, he proceeded to shoot and hurt very badly Congressman Sinise from Louisiana. So send out good vibrations and prayers for the healing of America. This nation needs to just start having a better vibrational energy. So, and the young man that was freed from North Korea, Otto, he's in a coma, so send some good vibrational prayers his way, too. But anyway, we are what we think about most of the time. Back to the basics. Brilliance is in the basics. And I know we were doing some deep diving yesterday about some how quantum mechanics is all part of this, but we know that. We know that. We know it because we live it. If you're listening to this, you know, if you're thinking of, if you're listening to this, then you are a rich person, and not necessarily monetarily yet. We did talk about the spiritual side of money yesterday's show. But, you know, the law of attraction is so true. And it just goes deep into your soul, and it does project a vibrational energy, and it could change every area of your life. And it can make you wealthy beyond belief. And, you know, according to the law, your thoughts have this energy that can attract other circumstances in your life. And we've talked about this before, and a lot of people think, oh, that's just a bunch of pseudoscience gobbledygook. But it's true. It's true. Because in the law of attraction, you put your specific goal in mind, and you feel. You remember, we talked yesterday about being in control of your feelings. You put emotion and feeling behind it as if you already are there and it's already the truth. It's act as if. That's an old saying. And when you act as if and you project this positive energy, guess what? Your actions start to modify. And you're going to start doing the right thing. And you're in your subconscious, okay, that profound, deep place of your true spirit essence. Your subconscious will do things that will actually make you start achieving these goals and realizing these goals. And then we start getting that success cycle. And it will help build your confidence so you could do more of the same thing. And this is how this works. It's true. You can be, do, or have whatever you want. I'm going to take a little swig here. I drink these Echo Drinks. It's a vitamin powder, and you put, you know, water in it. So it's like a liquid vitamin drink, and I love it. I stick it in my BPO-free bottle that comes with it. Stick it in the freezer for about an hour and a half, and it makes like a wonderful slushy. And it's great in these 91-degree days. I actually drink it year-round. But it's your health tip for the day. And it's become a habit. It has become a habit to me to do that. And consequently, I'm pretty healthy. And remember, you could do things in your subconscious and unconscious mind and start tapping into the success cycle, okay? You can succeed in any of your endeavors. And you want to keep it in mind that you are going to be successful. A person, an individual who believes that they're going to be successful, and once you start getting a little bit of successes, you will start driving the self-confidence, and that's going to take you places that you never imagined you can be. And, you know, you could tell when people are vibrating highly on this level. It's like, wow, this person is going to go somewhere. And then people will start trusting people like that, and they start hooking their wagon to them. And this is how the success cycle builds. Wow, we're getting a boatload of power surges here tonight. Yippee-yi-yay. The mega storms. The law of attraction works this way. When you have your, when you project your positive energy, you're going to attract positive energy. And it's going to block out the negative, And guess what? The more positive you are, the more positive things are going to come your way, the more you're going to believe, your confidence grows, you're projecting more positive. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. So hopefully everybody has written down their goals and vibrated them into their being. They're there. Imagine yourself doing what you want to be doing. Do it anyway. But remember, there's a law, one of the universal laws, and you've got to do it, even if you're not there. You just still have to go ahead and do the things as if you were already in this place. So if you're the kind of person that says, oh, when I have money, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to, like, you know, buy people stuff that I don't even know or take care of people, well, do it now. Do it now. You know, it'll give you some really profoundly spiritual peace when you go ahead and you can really help other people. So we have the inner man, the subconscious, the superconscious, the intrinsic, the spiritual, empowered, conscious being that we all have, that we're all achieving to get to. And then we have our outside body, and that, you know, that's the body that tastes and smells and touches and you know, the five senses, you know, sees, smell, taste, touch. What am I missing? Here, gotta listen too, right? You're doing that right now. But we really want to make sure that the inner man is collaborated with the outer man. And an enlightened person becomes more fully aware and, you know, self-aware of your body and your capabilities, as well as any type of limitations. But, you know, when you're spiritually empowered, you just kind of allow and accept weaknesses that you may have, and you actually, you do things in spite of those things. You use them as stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. Anything in your life that comes to you that you can perceive as being potentially negative, look at the value, the seed of greatness in there. Look at the stepping stone to get you to the other level. And, you know, while there are needs in the body that, you know, have to be fulfilled, we must also remember that others that we have to think of as well. You may have experienced freedom and independence for yourself, but this is useless. When you see around you that people are not having the same experience. When you say, I'm going to help someone, and then you really don't, you know, you can do that now. And, you know, you can do, be, have whatever you want. And it's also good to help other people get what they want. And, you know, you could experience the empowered freedom. And once you do, you absolutely want to share this wonderful gift with other people. And, you know that intrinsic happiness, and then you help awaken others. And, you know, especially those around you all the time, because you really want your spouse or your significant other and your children to be on that high vibrational level too. Because guess what? Like attracts like. And, you know, if you're around a nagging, you know, significant other, that's not helping your energy, right? That's kind of like energy vampires. We talked about them on this show before. So you want to create that intrinsic happiness, have it come to the overflow, let it pour out to other people, and, you know, continually learn and be enlightened. So there's so much to talk and think about and share with you. there's a lot of deep diving stuff. I don't know if, I got this in front of my face today. I thought this was kind of cool. This is totally off kilter, but it's going to make you, like, think in a total different paradigm. On July 6, 2015, NASA openly admits alien life exists. There you go. So I'll read the article to you. Most people in the know realize that NASA is just part of the military-industrial complex. Who's this from? Delightful Knowledge. This is from Delightful Knowledge. But a recent open admission on mainstream news is that there are indications of alien life is likely beginning of a bid to get your undivided attention before the full force disclosure ensues. Most people already believe that NASA chief scientist Ellen Stofan states, "I think we're going to have strong indications of life beyond Earth within a decade. I think we're going to have definitive evidence within 20 to 30 years. It isn't going to take that long if we open our eyes." Stofan goes on to say, "We're on the verge of things that people have wondered for about a millennium. Within all of our lifetimes, we're going to understand that there is life on other bodies in the solar system. We're going to understand the implications of that for life here on Earth. What we're going to understand is that our secret government has been hiding this fact for ages in an effort to transition the U.S. and other countries through its reach to the cabal-run oligarchy. Our shadow government, oh my goodness, what am I reading? This is from Delightful Knowledge, okay, has been lying off-planet corporate slavery rings of alien abductions. Okay, well, William Cooper, among others, tried to disclose the true purpose of NASA, but he was exterminated. His death among thousands of others will not be in vain. We will learn that aside from extraterrestrial beings visiting our planet and many different ET races tinkering with our DNA over millennia, there are ancient humanoid races that are more than 10 million years old. We will learn that recent computer hacking retrieve millions of government and corporate personnel records, some say, as a part of documents for Nuremberg-like trials will be soon against those who have mind-controlled, enslaved, and tortured us. Undeniable photos of UFOs were also unearthed. We will also learn that chemtrails and GMOs are the least of plans made for us sheeple and useless eaters by a Luciferian cabal, Omaron. And the President Harry Truman signed a document with certain ETs that allowed the elite to conduct highly technological experiments with intelligence gained from these ETs in exchange for looking the other way when certain humans were abducted for ET experiments." Okay. I got my tinfoil hat on right now. We will learn that we are not helpless if we've been programmed to believe. Of course we're not helpless. We could be, do, or have whatever we want. NASA is now telling us that the likelihood of alien life is a ruse, but be sure to remember those who have been executed to prove this information decades ago and use discernment when the truth is finally revealed. So Google William Cooper UFO cover-up. I guess there's a full video, but interesting, huh? I love Ancient Aliens. It's one of my very favorite things in the world to watch. I like the ancient history, and they talk about the Anunnaki and all the ancient Sumerian cuneiform texts. So, I mean, you know, some really cool stuff, but I don't know if it's a great big conspiracy. I don't know. I don't know if it isn't, but you know, these are incredible mind secrets, and you need, you know, if you do this every day, you come here, listen to our show whenever you can, download good stuff, you will unlock, you know, limitless potential of your very own mind, and you could be, do, or have whatever you want, and you can be happy, and you can solve problems, and you could live at a very high level of living, and that is a level of excellence, and your subconscious is, you know, it's those neural pathways. So create your own reality. Your mind can create your own reality. Because, you know, your subconscious can go ahead and solve your problems. You know, if you look at things sometimes, you know, sometimes you just got to walk away from it, and then you get back to it, you get that clarity. Remember, clarity is power. And then all of a sudden your line of reasoning will start to help work your problems out for you. And we've all done this. But, you know, it really is our subconscious mind that's doing that. And we truly do all have more power in our subconscious mind than we realize. And that's what this show's for, to awaken to empowerment, awaken that subconscious, that spirit man, that connection to God, to source energy. So, you know, remember, you can do anything you want. You can create everything with your subconscious mind. And look inside yourself, okay? Everything is created inside of you. There's nothing that appears in your physical reality that hasn't already existed in your thoughts and feelings. So, you know, you cannot blame others or a government or situations for your reality. And, you know, once you understand that and you realize that you could create your ideal life in your subconscious, you're going to start doing the better habits. And it's all inside of you, okay? Don't talk stinking thinking. And, you know, I don't know how much time we have because I got a really whole dissertation here we can go into. Yeah, I've got some time. All right, let me see if we can unpack some of this. I got to find where I was at. Okay. So, let's say someone comes to you and says that business is bad because there's no activity. Well, are you going to treat business, activity, customers, conditions, or what? There's only one thing to treat as far as you're concerned, and that is yourself. You treat yourself because your mind and the person's mind are in the one mind. That's the mastermind. That's in the ether and, you know, the Akasha, all that great stuff. But that's also tapping into the mind of God, okay? You have to neutralize the belief and activity with your own consciousness. Consciously, you have to neutralize, okay, business is slow, life sucks. But you want to go ahead and solve the problem and get more business, okay? So every day, make a mental picture of you getting more business, if that's your goal, or going ahead and losing weight. Look at yourself thin. Go to the mall. Look at the clothes that you want to wear, okay? Or getting a vehicle, a new vehicle. Go. hold on a second. My goodness, I'm so sorry. Wait. Still allergy season, and I got a little dry throat. Hold on. Go into the car that you want. Go into the dealership. Sit in it. Be the change. Be the change. So, see, if you could take this picture of your objective and your circumstances and then put in your subjective mentality, you're going to find it's identical. For one is the cause of the other. One is the image, and the other is the reflection of the image. So cause and effect are parts of a complete whole. See, as within, so without, we talked about that, one of the universal laws. One is in the inside, one on the outside, it's the same thing. Cause and effect are but two sides of a thought. Spirit is both cause and effect. God makes things through the direct act of becoming the things which he creates. God's fingerprint is on every single thing, the creator. This is what we do. For our thought becomes the thing thought of. The thought and the thing are one in reality. So that's pretty deep. Now, prayer is its own answer. If you only pray with partial belief, okay, guess what? You're going to set your intention in partial motion. But if the next day you fully doubt, your intention will be fully canceled. You erase the thought from consciousness by putting in an opposite thought. The opposite thought meets the other and neutralizes it. When you neutralize something in your mind, you neutralize it in your reality. Belief, as soon as it is complete, is the formation of reality. The formation takes place within and not without. It's an inside job. Success truly is an inside job. The formation of your reality is your thought. That's why you have to focus on what you want. Thoughts are things. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Now, when you pray, and the Bible tells us this, pray with belief. Okay? So when you get that formation, that intrinsic formation, you now know that your reality is created. And the moment you visualize it and put a strong emotion behind it, in your mind, when you change your mind, remember, you change your mind, you change your reality. And then you believe it, and you secure it in your mind. And now you own it. You secure it. Never look for results while you're intending. For if you do, you'll not find them. Because if you're trying to look for something, it means that something's missing. Your action of looking will only reinforce the reality of it not being there. Get clear about your desire. Clarity is power. And remember, get clear about your desire and then pass the whole thing over to your mind and then just let it go. Just know that the desire is already there. Give it to God. That's the surrender piece. That's the yielding. We've talked about that. It is complete. It is done. It is finished. The lighter the thought is, the less care or worry over it, the better. The best work is done when the element of struggle is entirely left out. Pull out all negative thoughts and hold only to positive, high vibrational thoughts in your consciousness. Look only at what you want. Look only at what you want. Look only at what you want. Do not embrace or acknowledge that which you do not wish to experience. No matter what the false condition may be, it must be refuted. Say to yourself that the thing you do not desire does not exist. Ignore it. Remove your attention from it where you give your undivided attention to the things that you do want. Focus on what you want. Focus on what you have rather than what you don't. Employ gratitude in the morning, in the night. Constantly be grateful for what you have. When you focus on what you don't have, you're going to get less. So, you know, this is a deep dive. It's back to the same thing we say all the time. Thoughts are things. We are what we think about. We become what we think about most of the time. Keep your vibrational energy high. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. You can anything you want and desire. You can create your ideal life. So this is going to wind down our show today, our Awaken to Empowerment. I could have gone on for another 3 hours today because it's so delicious, but I only set the show for a half hour. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Come check me out again next time on Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi, your transformation diva, and this is Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And we'll be back. Remember, the brilliance is in the basics. So, during these tumultuous transitional times, never fear, your solutions, S-O-U-L, solutions are here. And remember, there is nothing like peace of mind, and we're going to sign off as we always do. Peace, love, and freedom. Thank you for joining me today. and a little peace of mind from God.